Good evening, everyone. So when we hear these readings, we initially hear that these readings are about prayer. First reading from Sirach talks about prayers, going up to heaven, piercing the clouds to the unseen throne of God. The prayers of the lowly. And then the second one talks about St. Paul in his prayers, or in his letter, giving thanks. And then in our gospel readings, we hear about the tax collector and the Pharisee and their prayers and the differences. But I want you to look at these in just a slightly different light. Yes, the readings are about prayers. But it's not just prayers. It's where the prayers are coming from. And I don't mean a church or the dinner table or, kneeling at your bedside. I mean where in us are those prayers coming from. You see, if we look at it that way, then we see in that first reading, prayers of the lowly pierce the clouds of heaven to the unseen throne of God. Why would the prayers of the lowly, why would he mention those? How many of you have been so broken, I mean financially, just feeling like you're at wit's end? Like there's nothing you can do. You've tried everything, and you're right on that edge of wanting to give up. And you pray. Anybody ever had those kind of moments? Those prayers come from the heart. Those are prayers from deep down within us. Those are prayers that God hears often first. Go to Paul's letter. He's talking about fighting this fight, winning this race. But in doing so, yeah, he's saying, I've done these things, but who did he give glory to because of that? He acknowledges that he wouldn't have done that on his own. And that leads us to the gospel reading. So we got the Pharisee, we got the tax collector, they're both praying. And the tax collector, what does he say? Right? I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me. He's praying from deep down. Whereas, as we've read, the tax collector is doing the man. I'm great. I'm not like these people. Where's that coming from? Is that coming from ego? Is that coming from pride? That's the difference in the prayers that we need to focus on. Now, keep in mind, the Pharisee didn't do anything really bad, necessarily. But if it's easier to think about, I want you to think about it this way. If you go to a doctor, let's say you're going to a doctor, you have had some chest pains, maybe some tingling in your arm, have trouble sleeping at night, laying on your back, shortness of breath, things like that. And you go to the doctor, and when you get to the doctor, you say, Doc, I'm good. Skin looks good. Certainly don't look as old as that guy. I can still drink dairy and not wish for death. Right? I'm not as achy as some others. I'm good. Without really acknowledging your problems, what can the doctor do? Or what will the doctor do for you? Nothing. But if you go in there and you tell them the problems, what can a doctor do for you? They can help you. Look at it that way. With God. We go in there and we try to hide the problems. Who are we really hiding it from? You don't think he knows? Who are we hiding it from? But what we're doing is not acknowledging his role in our salvation. This is the best part. All right? This is the best part about worship and prayer. We can fall short, and we will. Because I can almost guarantee everyone here, you don't want to live next to the tax collector. The tax collector is that guy that has weeds in his front yard, has a truck that doesn't work, has loud parties late into the night, and people pass out on the front lawn. You want to live next to the Pharisee that everything looks pretty. But in reality, what's the difference between the two? One hides it a little bit better than the other. Agreed? The Pharisee puts on that mask and won't acknowledge their faults. Everyone here wears a mask. Everyone here wears a mask. We all do. There's the image that we have people see of us during the week. There's the image that we see of ourselves. And then there's the image that God sees. We all wear a mask. It's not saying that we're bad. It's just that's how we are. But when we worship, when we come here on Sundays or Saturdays, when we get into true prayer, it's our chance to take that mask off and be with God as we are. And we can do that knowing that He is going to be absolutely merciful if we ask for it. That He loves us no matter what. I can't guarantee that we can take our mask off to some others and that they will love us no matter what. But I can guarantee that with God. I want us to go forward understanding this aspect of prayer. I want us to keep in mind that as we go through life, to start acknowledging and working on giving credit to God for, yes, our successes, but truly, truly being honest with ourselves and acknowledging what we still need from Him. Because that's okay. That's truly us. And how can we be in a true relationship with anybody unless we're true to ourselves and that other person? This is where we can do that. This is where we should do this. Because if we do, we are guaranteed that salvation in heaven. And that is what we are truly, truly, our soul absolutely wants.